Welcome to another episode of Thinking Like a Bank, where we show you how to think like a bank by applying the same strategies and principles that banks use to help you find more financial freedom in your life. I'm your host, Sari Ibrahim.
Today, I'm interviewing Heather Lee Chapman. She's a holistic self-mastery and business coach and the owner and creative director of Own It Empire. She assists people to become the best versions of themselves and live their best lives through holistic high performance and business coaching with her online programs and one-on-one VIP coaching. Heather has always been an entrepreneur and has over 16 years of experience studying human potential and performance and a decade of coaching individuals and assisting them to get clear on their goals and make them a reality. She is a designated NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis designated practitioner and NLP coach. She's also a certified nutritional practitioner and studies advanced spiritual training. She's also a co-author in 2 Amazon number one bestsellers. Heather, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you. I'm excited to talk to you today. Reading through your bio, there's a lot of interesting things here, like neuro-linguistic programming, holistic self-mastery, and other parts of coaching. I'm really excited to like go into all of these. Before we do, can you tell us more about your background and who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I'm so glad to be here with everybody. And I'm really hoping that you get inspired from today's episode to truly own new results in your life, because the majority of the population gets the same results over and over again. So today, let's talk about how we get new results. So I'm Heather Lee Chapman, your holistic performance coach, and I help you own it through self and business mastery so that you can live happy and fulfilled, because life is meant to be blissful. So I've been a conscious entrepreneur for over 11 years. I've been studying human potential and performance for over 16 years. I started out as a registered kinesiologist, have an undergrad in human kinetics, minored in biology and psychology. And then I studied at an alternative nutrition school at the Institute of Holistic Nutrition. I had a concussion myself and then decided to specialize in brain and spinal cord injuries and dove into being a life skills coach and nutritionist for brain and people with acquired brain injuries, and then really started to discover that there was more ways for people to heal. I was healing from injuries and wasn't getting the results from the traditional medical system. I was told from the top neurologist in Toronto, there's nothing else I can do from you. From my doctor, you're the healthiest person I'll see all day. And to me, that wasn't quality of life. Mm-hmm. So I grew up my mom taught me a lot more about spirituality and, you know, Bob Proctor's work and so many of the great new thought leaders. And so I started to study advanced spiritual training and working on healing myself and working with clients. And that's when I really dove into neurolinguistics programming. So earlier this year, I got designated as an NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis coach and practitioner. And I'm so grateful to be able to do this, to actually work with the brain and the mind. I found I kept coming up against my own glass ceiling. No matter what I did, I worked 7 days a week. I did 18-hour days. I was healing from injuries. I was volunteering. I had 3 businesses, 3 contracts. I literally had no more time to trade for money. That's why I'm no longer in that business model. And I knew that something had to be different. And no matter what I did, something kept happening, some catastrophe that kept robbing me of my success. And this is when I really started to dive into Bob Proctor's work and to neurolinguistics. I studied at Landmark Worldwide. And I really got to understand that we are our own glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. We're just not taught how to change it or why or how. I joke, this meat suit that we walk around in actually works. And when we can understand how human conditioning and behavior works, why you are who you are, why you get the results that you get, and what this invisible glass ceiling actually is, we can change it and we can truly get new results, and you can begin to have quantum leaps. You don't have to get the same thing over and over again. And 80% of the population bounces off the glass ceiling enough times that they just stop trying. So you have about 20% of the population who's actually growing each year, getting new results. That's 1 in 20. And the rest are either slowly dying in mental suicide because they've given up on their dreams, or they're just constantly struggling. They say that 80% of the population gives up on their goal by January 17th. Wow. That's less than 3 weeks into the year. So this is why we need to understand how we operate so we can get new results and get out of our own way.
Yeah, Heather, it sounds like no matter how much work you have, how many contracts you have, how many businesses you have, how many clients you have, if you have these internal limits, it's going to hold everything else up and it's going to put you in that 80% category.
Absolutely. Of
people who give up. So, I mean, my question was going to be, how common is it where people hold themselves back? But I think you already mentioned there, like 80% of people. So what can people do to kind of break those internal ceilings or those internal limits?
You can read the book Psycho-Cybernetics. So it explains it very well. So if you understand physiology of the body, we have something called homeostasis. It brings our body back to home, to regular. So when you're cold, you shiver. Mm-hmm. And when you're hot, you sweat. So you have a self-image, a belief system, an operating system that was given to you by the model of the world that you grew up in. So your environment, you modeled it, and now you go out into the world and you behave as such, uh-huh. and you have this self-image. It's hard to be an entrepreneur. I can only earn this amount of money. It's hard to earn money. Money doesn't grow on trees. You've got all these thoughts and beliefs, uh-huh. but then you also have a self-image. So what is your image? If your parents weren't millionaires, it's not likely you have a millionaire self-image. So you, every time you go to hit that million, you will hit that glass ceiling. So they call it your psycho-cybernetics, or it's your internal gyroscope, the thing that keeps the rocket ship on track on the way to the moon. So it is off course 99% of the time, but it is always brought back on course millimeter by millimeter. And so we are doing this through self-sabotaging and by attracting experiences that will take away the opportunities that we've gained. So just let's say you are a six-figure income earner and you would like to go to the million. Every time you get past your current self-image, your gyroscope goes, hang on a second. And it's usually as soon as you become aware of it. It's like, oh, I'm having a breakthrough. And then the gyroscope, your psycho-cybernetics goes, hang on, that's not in alignment with your current self-image and belief system. So we actually slowly self-sabotage until we, or attract an experience. So maybe you get sick for 3 weeks and then you couldn't work. And now your income is back to where you started, back in alignment with that self-image of a six-figure income earner. And so we have to understand that 90% of our thoughts, feelings, and actions are on autopilot. And 98% of what we do throughout the day is automated. So we're doing it unconsciously, wow. based off the model of the world that we were given. So in order for us to get something different, we actually have to change that self-image and we have to change the belief so we can change our model of the world. And that's why they say you can't grow bigger than your environment. Mm-hmm. So that's why you need to get into a room with people talking about financial literacy, because yeah. it's not taught in school. That's why you need to get into a room with multimillionaires and billionaires, because they think differently. They yes. act differently. They're in possibility and in gratitude and in faith, and they're always solving problems. They look at problems and they see them as opportunities for solutions. It is a completely different energy and mindset. And if you were in a room with the people who are six-figure income earners, you'll stay that, because that's the mindset and gyroscope that they have. So you need to also change your environment, because you cannot grow bigger than your environment. So you've got to change your belief system, your self-image, and change your environment. They actually say there's three things, prerequisites for change. It's ridding our limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
And our negative, unwanted, warranted, anchored emotions. So that's something to go a little bit deeper into neurolinguistics programming. And they also say how important it is to keep your goal on your mind. So if you mm-hmm. ask a multimillionaire and a billionaire what they think about the most, it is the achievement of their goal from the place of having it. And if I was to ask unsuccessful people about what they think about the most, they'll probably tell me it's their goal, but it's from a place of why they don't have it. It's from a place of lack. So it's that perspective that needs to change. So where our focus is,
yeah,
we actually have something called the reticular activation system in the brain that is literally filtering in the information
yeah.
that will only be in alignment, and it will only give you the information that's in alignment with your beliefs
yes.
and your focus. So even if there's opportunities, your brain will literally go, not important. So for everyone listening, I highly encourage go to YouTube and check out the awareness test, the basketball game. We did this in our human potential performance class in university. And here, when you watch it, you'll create an awareness of what information your brain is literally not telling you about.
Because I've seen it.
It's not in alignment with your focus.
Is it where you're counting how many times you could, they're dribbling the a basketball passes. Or yeah. passes, and then there's a gorilla in the background?
The moonwalking bear. Yeah, full human in a bear costume, just moonwalking, and your brain literally goes, not important. You're focusing on the passes.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. It's so true. So if you wanted to like improve your situation, you would have to change these filters. You'd have to change your outlook because, like you said, these are automated. So you'd have to change these filters in order to change what you want to receive.
Yeah, absolutely. But most people don't even know how the brain works. They don't know they have filters, and no one's taught you how to change it.
This is wonderful. I interviewed somebody on this podcast about NLP, about neuro-linguistics programming. If you haven't already, do you mind going a little bit further into what that is and how you can use this type of coaching to enhance your business?
Absolutely. So neuro-linguistics programming is the study of excellence. It is neuro, your brain, your neural pathways, language. So think of your brain like a muscle, and there's pathways, and you strengthen the pathways depending on the language you choose. And the language you choose based on your perception, there's two perceptions, positive or negative. You're either in gratitude, faith and possibility, or fear, worry, and doubt. You cannot be in fear and be grateful at the same time. You cannot be worrying and be in possibility at the same time. So you've got to choose the positive perception. And then in neurolinguistics programming, it's the programming component. So it was only about 10 years ago, they proved that neuroplasticity exists. So when I was in school, we got to study somebody who was born with half a brain. And we were taught your right side of your brain does this and your left side of your brain does this. And yet this person grew up fully functioning to about the age of a 16-year-old adult. How is that possible? They only had half a brain. This is when we started to really understand neuroplasticity. Your brain can heal. It can rewire. You're a new person, every single cell of your body after every 7 years. Right? Wow. Your body is regenerating. So why can't you heal? Why can't you have improved results? Why can't you be different? So neuro-linguistics programming. So the language that we choose to describe our experiences cause a physiological response in our body. This is the biology belief, the study by Dr. Bruce Lipton and the science of epigenetics. So not only does our thought cause a physiological response, we give it a meaning, right, which has us feel a certain way, which causes our actions. So if there is something that happens in our business and we perceive it negatively instead of positively, or harvesting the good, and I'm going to give you a great way to get out of a negative situation. We want to harvest the good. So instead of harvesting the good, I went into a victim mode and I had negative feelings and negative thoughts. That caused me to take actions in my business that are going to breed me what? Negative results. Because when we begin to study quantum mechanics and neurolinguistics programming, we understand that the physical component of the world that we operate in is only a partial. The thought not only gives you a physiological response, it causes a thought impulse. So you can imagine it like a wave going out from your brain. The same way we're connected on the internet right now, we're in two totally different countries.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, right now, as I speak, you receive it. And as you speak, I receive it. It's instant.
Yes.
Right? So a thought impulse is about 17 seconds. It takes about 17 seconds of thinking about something before it sends out an impulse, which we attract back experiences to receive it. So you have your brain who's filtering, oh, she's being negative, only focus on the negative. You have your thought impulses, which are going out and attracting back negative experiences and bringing back more into your life. And then the thought also causes a physiological response in your body, which has caused you to feel negatively, also causes disease and illness and all those things. And that triggers our actions. So you want to make a difference in your business. You want to get a different result. You actually have to decide to think differently about your current results. So how are we going to do that? Here's how you're going to get out of a negative situation. You're going to look at the area of your business that's not working, the area that you're quote unquote struggling, the perceived struggle, right? All successful people see struggles as opportunities and they turn it into a question. So it's not like I can't attract clients. It's how can I attract clients? So I'm going to take what's not working, my perceived struggles. I'm going to create a question. I'm going to harvest the good. So what can I learn from this experience? And what can I be grateful for from this experience? So what this does, it changes the meaning of the experience, which is getting encoded in your brain, right? To attract and create more of the same. And then we wonder why we don't get the same results, because you have the same thoughts, feelings, and actions as you did yesterday, right? 98% of them were the same. So of course the results are going to be the same. So we look at what's not working. We actually have to perceive it differently. So we find the positive experience. What are we grateful for? I love how Napoleon Hill says, nature will always give back, will never take without giving. So you think this experience is taking something from you, but it's actually giving you a lesson to learn. And you get to learn the lesson. Notice my perception and my language there. You get to learn the lesson. So you don't have to live that negative experience over again. Or you don't get the lesson and you can stay in the same cycle. So instead, we're going to look at what's not working. We're going to harvest the good. We're going to perceive it differently. And we're going to figure out what's the lesson. So what's here for me to learn? Hey, I worked with that client and it really didn't go well. You know what I'm grateful for? I really learned that I don't like working with those kind of clients. Here's what I prefer. Now we note the contrast. So I found the lesson, type of person I'm not looking to work with. The blessing, what I'm grateful for. Well, I learned that that's not my avatar. And the perception change is looking now at the contrast. So I'm grateful for this experience because it gave me the contrast of what I do not prefer. And here is what I do prefer. And now our energies, thoughts, feelings, and actions can be on what we prefer. So you're changing the meaning, you're changing your perception, you're changing your thought impulses, you're changing your physiological state because you attract what you're being, not just what you're doing. Because in quantum mechanics and the universe, we operate in 4% of it. As humans, we operate in 4%. 3.6% of that is energetics. That's your thoughts, your feelings, your energy, your state. 0.4% is the physical that we operate in. So for all those successful entrepreneurs out there, they're all the people building wealth. If you study Napoleon Hill's work, he breaks this down for you. But he wrote it in 1933.
Yeah.
This science was not there to back it up. And so he had to put it in a way where it could be perceived by humanity as not crazy.
Like Outwitting the Devil, the book Outwitting the
Devil. Outwitting the Devil, Think and Grow Rich, yeah. Any of his lectures. Yeah. Absolutely. That's why he had to hide the secret in there in thinking rich, and you had to find it. You had to find it yourself. But we know it to be true because he studied the 500 richest, most successful people in the world and 25,000 who failed.
Wow.
Right? How do you learn what not to do? Study the people who failed, right?
Yeah.
And so in 1933, he was teaching this, and now it's been backed by science. So neurolinguistics programming, once you've done your trainer's training, you can guarantee results. We can take a picture of your brain pre-work and post-work, and it is different. Doctors can't even guarantee results, not to mention prescription drugs. A third of them are people are healed by the placebo effect. So what's the placebo effect? You believed you would heal, so you healed. So if you believe you will get different results in your business, you most likely will. You get what you expect.
Wow, this is crazy.
Don't know what you don't know, right?
Literally, yeah. I don't even know where to go with this now at this point because it's just so interesting and it's so important.
I wanted to talk specifically to the money. I know we were talking before about money. We're here to learn how to be wealthy. So you currently have a belief system, an operating system, a filter about money. Right? We talked about that, your glass ceiling. So how do we change that? You actually have to start getting comfortable at that next level you want to be at. So we play a great money game where you can start with, say, $100,000 a day and it doubles every day.
Yes.
And for 2 weeks or 31 days, you have to spend all that money. So now you're at in the billions, you know, a month yeah. later, and you're having different ideas. So the art of goal achievement works like this. If you would like to get a new result, you have to have a new idea. Hey, what happens if I turn my yearly income into my monthly income? You know what that triggers? New thoughts, which trigger the new feelings, the new actions, and the new results. Otherwise, we're having the same thoughts, same feelings, and the same actions. So the last component of to in order to achieve is to actually believe. Okay, so we talked about the physical energy and then the quantum mechanics. So if you your heart can measure it, your heart and your brain need to be in congruence. So if your brain says, I'm going to make my yearly income my monthly income, but your actual limiting belief system's like, no, it sends a physiological response and you're not in coherence. And so how do we get that into coherence? We have to get comfortable spending that money. We can do it on paper. We have to get comfortable being in conversations with people
yeah.
who are talking about spending multi-millions and billions. That's why I have an eight-figure coach, right, who is creating a $100 million company because that I'm not going to get there unless I'm in a room with those kind of people. So we want to change our money paradigm.
Yeah.
And part of that is the financial literacy and education into listening to podcasts like this, because basically most people have no financial model. Okay. So there's actually the paradigm that, especially for women, hello, all the ladies listening, you might be the first or second income earner in your generations. You know, money wasn't, women didn't work before, right? So we want to think about the paradigms, the mental filters, the model of the worlds that are passed down for us. We need to change it. We need to get into different rooms with different people, have different conversations, and actually build the literacy and the intelligence and gather the knowledge to actually then create things in our life for the money to flow to. So the actions are the containers, I call them. You would like to earn money. New idea. I'm going to turn my yearly income into my monthly income. Thought, well, that'd be really great. I could pay my parents' mortgage off for them. New thought, maybe didn't have that before. That gives you a new feeling. And then you think, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to sign a brand new client who's going to pay in full for the full year, full contract. Great. I'm going to get into action. Then the actions are what? We actually want to break it down. And I love the book, The One Thing. So if you haven't listened to that, that will change your life. What is the one action you can do that will cause the most positive result with the least amount of effort? So I can close one client with a year contract versus eight clients with 3 month contracts, and that one client can pay in full, and that will be more than the others, right? So what is going to create those results? We have to create the containers in our life. So it's great, but where do those clients come from? You actually have to have sales and marketing in your calendar every single day, lead generation, nurturing.
Yes.
You actually have to go and create the containers, and that goes for money too. So you want to be a billionaire. Do you have the account set up where you are putting savings, short-term, long-term investments, paying yourself first, an emergency fund? Are those containers set up for the money to flow to? Because here's what most people do. When I get the money, then I will.
Yes.
That is not how we create, and that is not the art of goal achievement. You actually start with the end in mind and you work your way backwards. So if I'm earning this much money every month, it needs to be split into these accounts. Okay, so the container would be, I need to open those accounts. And then a lot of people get stuck. Forget that opening the account, make the call, make the appointment with the bank, right? Yeah. You don't even need to open the accounts yet. Just go and make the appointment with the bank so that you can figure out what are your next steps. They're going to tell you, right? But we've got all these stories. Well, when I will. When you actually work backwards and you say, okay, I'm going to go have a financial advisor tell me what to do, and then I'm going to put the steps in my place, and then that actually has the money flow to it. So the art of goal achievement is starting with the end in mind, generating new ideas, to have new thoughts, new feelings, new actions. Those actions, we need to actually create those containers in our life, and we do them now, and then we get the thing. And we actually have to truly decide and believe in the process, right? So if we don't believe that we can have it, you can do all those things, but it's like canceling it out.
One thing that I do
speaking of keeping the end in mind, is like, let's just say, for example, I wanted to, I mean, it's not one of my goals right now, but let's just say, just to make it a goal easy to think about, I want to buy like a $1 million house, like a really beautiful house. I'll think about like sitting at the closing table with the lender and like signing the documents or like getting the keys for it or like driving to it. Is that part of the strategies you help clients with? Is like picture yourself not just saying that you want to buy a $1 million house or not just saying that you want to sell a $1 billion company, but rather putting yourself physically there. Like, what do you see? How do you feel? And then working backwards from there.
So your mind knows no difference between real and imagined. The exact same neurons fire in your brain as when you think about shooting a basketball as when you shoot the basketball. And that was scientifically proven in like 1960. So I call it a future memory. So you're creating a future memory or a visualization of the goal achieved. And we like to pick a specific moment and then you keep going back to that moment and add more and more detail. And I do have a $15 million home around the corner here that I will buy. It is going to be mine. It is mine. We always speak in the present tense. And a container would be okay. Well, what is the mortgage for a $15 million home? And what if I put a certain amount down? So what would that look like? It's $70,000 a month. Okay. So where's the container to create the revenue for that savings to go in to have a down payment and $70,000 a month for that mortgage? Right? That's the container where most people go, oh, that's really nice, but I could never have it. But often when they reverse engineer and actually break it down and create those containers, it's so much easier. Like, oh, actually, if I just signed two new clients every month, okay, and my close rate's 50%. So I only have to have four conversations or two conversations a week, and I will close those two new clients, and that will get me that goal in 5 years. Right? We actually want to create the roadmap to get there, but we need to create from the end in mind and reverse engineer. And future memories are non-negotiable. The Proctor Gallagher Institute, Sandy Gallagher, so Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher, God bless, Bob Proctor's soul has passed. Sandy is still with us, and she calls it visioneering. So you need to visioneer your future. So when we create that vision in our mind, if the mind knows no difference between real and imagined, you put your body in the state, in the physiological state of the goal achieved, which works with those energy impulses, which helps us attract more of what we need to get that done.
Well, that's awesome. And it reminded me too of a quote from Bruce Lee. I'm going to butcher the quote, but it was something along the lines of never like insult yourself or your body because your body doesn't know how to tell the difference between a joke and between reality. So like, always take care of your mind, take care of your body, treat yourself with respect because your mind doesn't know how to tell the difference between those two things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Self-deprecation never. I and that's something a lot of people do. They think it's funny and it's sarcastic, but like you just said, your mind knows no difference, you know. And then it thinks, oh, okay, so I'm fat, ugly, and dumb. Okay, and it starts to act that way. So you can just not say that. There's so many other things. So that's why we always harvest the good and look at the positive.
This is awesome, Heather. I mean, I love this topic. I love your energy with the topic. I mean, I could tell that you're really into the subject, and I could tell it really helps people. How can the listeners reach out to you and learn more about this?
Absolutely. So you can check me out on empire.com. You can grab my free customizable habit tracker there to help you with your high performance because how you change your paradigms or your filters is really through habit transformation. So your thought habits, your actions, the things that you do every single day compound over time, get you your results. So I know like you, woohoo, free sexy habit tracker. No one's really excited, but when you use it, your results will change. As Robert Kiyosaki says, everything you track improves. So you track your finances, track your habits. Firstly, you'll probably be really impressed at how great you actually do every day. Most people don't give themselves enough credit, right? And you actually will begin to do the little things every single day that will compound over time, just like interest, right? The results are compound through the habits, the little things we do every single day. So choose to cast a vote for your future self today that you will be grateful for that makes life easier later. Maybe not as easy to do now, but most people choose what's comfortable now and they struggle later. So download that habit tracker, build your high performance habits and own it. And you can check me out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, on our Own It show, our incredible podcast. And Sari was just a guest with us, which was fantastic. And I'm really here to serve. So we do free tips and mastery tips and tricks every week in our Facebook group and on our social media platforms, and free workshops every single month. And we've got the Business Bliss workshop coming up, where I go through the art of goal achievement and how to actually create anything you really want in your business and your life. It's the same process to rinse and repeat to achieve anything, as we were all the things we were talking about today.
Awesome, Heather. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To learn more about what we do and how we can help you grow more wealth, please visit www.finassetprotection.com. That's F-I-N, assetprotection.com. The topics presented in this podcast are for general information only and not for the purposes of providing legal, accounting, or investment advice. On such matters, please consult a professional who knows your specific situation.